Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We'll go to Mequon, Wisconsin. Mequon, Wisconsin has an alderman named Mark Giro. He backed the recall. You may recall, just to review the bidding on this one, that the Mequon-Thiensville School Board had four people. They tried to recall four members of the school board on things like critical race theory, masking, all baloney. There's no critical race theory being taught anywhere in public schools or anywhere in Wisconsin, certainly not in Mequon-Thiensville, which has some very good schools. And all four insurgents lost. They lost. They lost big time. One of them was a woman who was involved in Rebecca Clayfish's campaign, who said that Planned Parenthood is a white supremacist organization. Clayfish backed her up on that, and this woman lost too. Another reason why Clayfish should never be governor of the state. Believe me, she does not have the ability to be governor. However, they haven't stopped. This group and people around the state now say, well, we're just going to run anew. In other words, not a recall. We're just going to run when elections come up and keep running and running and running till we get in. Alderman Mark Giro backed this recall. He backed these people. Now he wants the email addresses of the parents who were invited to a district convention or a district conversation, I should say, about race. He wants their email addresses, the personal private email addresses of parents. The alderman wants them. The alderman wants them. The judge ordered that they be turned over. And the school board appealed. What's going on there? How does Mequon elect an alderman like this who wants private contact information with parents who have contact with the school board to presumably turn it over to the recall crowd? To the recall crowd, to sort of the Clayfish crowd. If you're a parent in Mequon, you don't want that. You do not want people in politics, especially on the right, the right wingers, knowing your email address. What business is it of his? And this is the email address of parents who were invited. They were simply invited to a district conversation about race. This is sick. This is very, very sick. And let me give you some of the background on it. And the Court of Appeals and even this Republican Supreme Court can't possibly rule that private email addresses be turned over to an alderman who's going to give them to this right-wing group. There's a famous case that happened in the South where some people in down in, I think it was the Alabama area, deep South, demanded the names and addresses of all the people, the membership list of the NAACP. They just flat out said, we want your private information. There were no email addresses back then because there was no email, but their addresses. And the NAACP refused to give it to them. They said, you're just going to take this stuff and you're going to retaliate against them, and I don't know what you're going to do to them. That went up into the courts. And the U.S. Supreme Court said that if you were an organization like the NAACP that's controversial and that your membership could be subject to harm, you do not have to turn it over, even if there's a state law about open records. And that has been upheld elsewhere. And it makes a lot of sense because people down there were demanding this information and it would be turned over to people who would be, to put it very mildly, unsympathetic to any folks who would belong to the NAACP in their area. And they historically had ways of showing that dissatisfaction. And I'm being very, very polite here. I'm talking violence. Now, if this alderman in Mequon is given these email addresses and turns them over to the right wing, you know very well that these parents who were simply invited to a school district conversation on race are going to be getting emails from them. And what do you think the tone of the emails is going to be? there are people around the state, poll workers, election commissioners, healthcare workers. We talked about the Jefferson County health officer who's retiring because of threats. If this gets turned over to the right wing, you are going to get parents harassed. There will be crude language. There may even be threats of violence. Why is an alderman demanding this be turned over? Why is a judge up in Ozaukee County saying it's a good idea to turn it over? Has the judge not read the case about the NAACP in the South? Does the judge not understand a right to privacy? A right to privacy? So no, it shouldn't be turned over. It'll go up through the court system. It'll go up through the court system. And what is the argument going to be on the other side? Oh, butter won't melt in my mouth. No, sir, I'm angelic. I'm angelic. I simply, these are good folks. And I simply want to thank them. That's it, thank them. Yeah, look, come on. Come on, you're talking to me. You should be talking to judges, and you should be talking to people in the court of public opinion who understand what's going on. If you turn over private communication information to the right wing, they will abuse it. They will threaten. And in this case, it's simply parents of kids in the district who were invited to a conversation, a meeting about racial matters by the district. I'm glad the school board is appealing. You know, a very easy thing. If you were in good faith on the other side, you weren't a right winger, you weren't part of all of this business, you could simply put an ad in the paper saying, we're having a meeting. If you'd like to come, anybody, we're going to talk about a different attitude, say, about race. Put an ad in the paper. You could go to a school board and put it on the agenda. You could go to a meeting and say, we have this meeting, it'll be in the minutes, and they can look at it. But they won't have the unpleasant, the bone in the throat. They turn on their email and they see one of these emails. They won't have that. This is precisely why the NAACP decision was handed down. And quite frankly, this is even a much less difficult case than that one. That was simply the membership in an organization. These are simply parents of kids in school who get invited to something, and now somebody else wants their email addresses. Well, no. Has the Republican Party lost any sense of decency? Do they have any sense of people's privacy? Privacy should be a conservative as well as a liberal value, the right to privacy. You don't have privacy in a communist state. You don't have privacy in a jihadist state. You do not have privacy in an organized crime state like Russia. You do not have privacy when there's a strong man running the country. You don't have privacy in a slave society. This is the United States of America. We have a right to privacy. We have a right to privacy. We have a right not to have some hack alderman from Mequon deciding that he's going to take our email addresses and sprinkle them around or even use them himself and do what? We don't want to hear from him. We don't want to hear from him. And whoever voted for this character, vote him out. Vote him out. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.